Part 2 of the Mahabharata, Chapter 28, Massacre by Night, Part 7, Duryodhana's Utterly Disappointing Death. After mounting his chariot, Ashwatthama considered how best to inform Duryodhana. He wanted to cheer the defeated prince before he died. But Duryodhana would hardly be able to believe that the Pandavas and all their troops had been slain. Ashwatthama thought he should show him the Pandavas' heads. Surely that would convince him. He rode swiftly back to the camp, quickly going into the tent where the five dead brothers lay. He took out his sword to sever their heads. The first light of dawn was entering the tent, and as he approached the bodies, he realized with dismay that they were not the Pandavas at all. These were Draupadi's five sons. The Pandavas must not have even been present, since no warrior in the camp had escaped. Ashwatthama's sword dropped to his side. Deeply disappointed, he wondered what to do. After some thought, he decided to take the five heads anyway and convince Duryodhana that they were in fact the Pandavas. At least he could bring some happiness to the fallen Kuru leader before he died. He took the five heads and placed them on his chariot. Then he drove out of the camp toward Duryodhana. The sun had just risen as his party reached him. The three men saw Duryodhana lying, surrounded by carnivorous beasts. He was pale and clearly on the verge of death. With difficulty, he scared away the wolves and hyenas that kept coming up to him. Ashwatthama leaped down from his chariot. After chasing the beasts away, he knelt before Duryodhana. Kripa also got down and stood by the dying prince's side. Ashwatthama addressed him in a sorrowful voice. "Surely, nothing is difficult for destiny to achieve. See how this once great king now lies here. He who would walk on the heads of all other kings now lies in the dust, struck down by the foe and bathed in blood. His golden mace, so dear to him, lies by his side, like a faithful wife by the side of her husband. He who was formerly attended by brahmanas seeking wealth is now attended by vicious beasts and birds seeking to eat his flesh. Witness the reverses brought about by inevitable time." Ashwatthama spoke more joyfully, telling Duryodhana how he had slaughtered the Pandavas and their warriors. "I have killed them all. See here the heads of the five brothers, O king." As Ashwatthama climbed onto his chariot to fetch the heads, Duryodhan opened his eyes and sat up, leaning on his elbows. O son of Drona, you have accomplished what not even Bhishma, Karna, or even your own father could achieve. His voice was barely above a whisper. This has filled me with happiness. I will go now to the heavens, where we will all meet again. Ashvatthama came down from his chariot, holding the five heads by the hair. He placed them by Duryodhan's side and said, Here are your sworn enemies, O king. Duryodhan reached over and felt the heads. He found it hard to believe that they could be the Pandavas. They looked like them, but perhaps they were their sons. Duryodhan knew how to tell the difference. He squeezed the skulls with his powerful hands, exerting the last bit of his strength. As he did so, the heads collapsed. He could understand that these were the heads of the Pandavas' teenage sons. Duryodhan fell to the ground with a sigh. These are the sons of Draupadi, O Brahmana. They are not the Pandavas. The heads of those five heroes are as hard as iron. But I have easily crushed these heads even in my weakened condition. Alas, what a terrible act you have performed. These boys were the future hope of the whole Kuru house. Now everything is lost. Duryodhan lay there, lamenting, his eyes closed in pain. Although he hated the Pandavas, he was not pleased to see their sons murdered. Now, who would carry on what was, after all, his own family line? All his own brothers were now dead. By killing Draupadi's sons, Ashvatthama had practically ended the Kuru dynasty. Duryodhan, gasping, Alas! Alas! Gave up his life. His head slumped to the side as his last breath came out. The three Kauravas cried in distress, seeing that he had died in acute disappointment rather than the joy for which he had hoped. Ashvatthama immediately felt remorse. After gazing with tear-filled eyes at the king, the three men built a large funeral pyre. Placing Duryodhan's body on it, they recited prayers and carried out his last rites, sprinkling his body with sacred water fetched from the Ganges. They then set light to the pyre and wailed in grief as the fire consumed them. When the flames expired, Kripa gathered up the last remnants of the body and carried them to the river, placing in the water while chanting Vedic mantras. Having completed the rituals, the three warriors mounted their chariots and set off in silence toward Hastinapur.